Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow. So I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it. Do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
everybody, welcome to Clapback with yours truly, me. Like I say, I want to apologize again because me lost some track of time and other things I had to do all yesterday. I apologize for not doing the show yesterday, so, and this is why we're doing it today. So, it's New Year's Eve. In my area, it's like a little after 10. So we got a couple hours, and I know some of y'all on the East Coast got like less than an hour left until you get to celebrate the new year. And to the people that are listening to the UK, Happy New Year, because they're right now between where I'm at and where they at, 6 hours ahead. So they probably already celebrated, and probably half of them probably passed out too, so. Oh, funny me. What else there to talk about? Before the guests will call, this guest will call in. She's probably going to call in any minute, but let's just talk about some stuff. So here we go. This is what we're going to do. God, I had a thought in a second, and then I've got it. Okay. If you want to catch any of the past episodes, including tonight's episode, you can catch it on iTunes, because this could be going like 30 minutes, but it could go longer, like up to 45 minutes. So if you can't hear it live off the whole 30 minutes of the show, you can download it on iTunes, or you can, whenever it's starting to post up on from Blog Talk Radio, you can go ahead and listen to it. So, and I think this is our guest that's calling in right now. So, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's good. And like I said, I apologize for yesterday, although it was supposed to happen, lost track of time, had other things going on, so, yeah, just crazy.
Oh, that's all right. No big deal. Things happen, so.
Yeah, that's true. So, a lot of things happened since you were running the Midwest of WFSO, so what happened?
Well, a lot, actually. I recently just started going to indie shows. Last August, I started going to indie shows, and I really went to a lot of them this past summer, and I'm really having a good time just checking out a lot of the promotions, seeing some of the wrestlers, meeting some new people. It's been really cool.
That's good. Because it's all about expanding anyway. So the shows that you end up going to in the summer, like, what was some of the highlights of some of the shows that you've seen so far?
Oh, there's been so many. A few of them that I've been going to, I started going to a promotion called Strong Style Wrestling in April, and that's based in Indiana. It was in Elkhart, and now their next show is going to be in Goshen. But they do a show once a month, and I love it. The crowd's good. The show's good. It's just really entertaining. They have a lot of good wrestlers, good talent, good people. They're having actually a one-year birthday bash on February 7th in Goshen, and they're going to have five top names there. They're going to have Chris Masters. They're going to have ACH, which I'm really excited for. They're going to have Shannon Moore. They're going to have Silas Young. They're going to have a ton of people, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good to see Milwaukee's own Silas Young. So it seems like, from what you just told me, that's going to be a good lineup. So that's very good. So you've been starting going to the, okay, indie shows. Like, I think you've done some ring announcing of one of the shows. Am I right?
Yep, I've actually ring announced for a few different promotions. I ring announced, my first ring announcing job was in here in my hometown in Three Rivers, and it was for MCW, ran by Mike Musso, and he actually like asked me to ring announce, and I was really nervous because I had never done it before. I love wrestling. I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I was nervous. I was excited. I didn't know what to do, but I got there, and he told me what to do, you know, coached me through it, and I had a blast. And I've done all his shows since then, and I've done a few other promotions, ring announcing, and those have been a lot of fun, too.
This is very good, very good. Of course, do you have any, like, indie, like, favorite indie wrestlers out there that you like so far?
There's quite a few. There's a lot of good talent out there. A few of my favorites are Chase Matthews. He's up and coming. He's awesome in the ring. He's at a ton of the shows. Another one is the serial killer, Jack Thriller. He's just awesome. He's crazy. He's wild. He has fun. He plays a heel a lot, and he's a ton of fun. He's a cool guy. Another one is the All-American, Roger Lanier. The crowd loves him. He's good. One of my favorite heels is Officer Rod Street. He is a cop, and him and his partner, tag team partner, Deputy Dave, they're the tag team champions in a few different promotions. Officer Rod Street is actually the Pro Wrestling All-Stars champion right now, and he's funny. He's a really good heel. He's just really awesome. And there's so many. Owen Travers, he recently he goes with Truth Martini. He trains with the House of Truth. And it's great. He was in ROH at the Kalamazoo, Michigan show back in October, and I was there, and he went against Tadarius Thomas, and that was awesome. Congo Kong is another one.
I heard of him.
All over the place, yeah. Yep, Osiris Congo Kong, he's really good. The crowd just gets into it. He's awesome. There's so many. There's Anthony Toatelli. There's a ton. They're just really cool guys. Pretty awesome.
I take it there's like a lot of promotions in your area, am I right?
Yeah, some of them travel quite a bit for. Some of the other promotions are FWF. It's Funkified Wrestling Federation. That's based in Warsaw, Indiana. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it's a ton of fun. There are another one that do one show a month. They're going to have another one coming up January 24th. It's called New Year's Funk. It's going to be a huge show, nice show. And then PWK is another one that I like to go to. That's based in Indiana, too. Just, you know, good show, good people. It's fun to go to. Pro Wrestling All-Stars I go to also. And that is based in Melvindale, Michigan, which is over by, like, Dearborn and Detroit. So that's quite a ways, but they do show once a month, and started going to that in August, and I love it. It's really cool. It's another awesome promotion, good entertainment, family-friendly show. It's really cool. And then there's just so many, but Strong Style, FWF, Pro Wrestling All-Stars, PWK, and IROG, I checked that one out a few times. I started going to that one in June, and that's based in Lansing, and they try to have a show once a month. That one's really cool, too. There's a lot. So I travel for some, and some of them are 45 minutes an hour, so it's not too bad. But they're definitely worth the drive. It's really cool.
That's good. So any of your... since you've been ring announcing and stuff like that, was there any, like, you know, big names that you have met so far?
Yeah, actually, the first time I ring announced at the MCW show here in my hometown, Zach Gowen was there and Rhino was there, so that was really cool for me. I believe Rhino was, what's that?
I said Michigan Legends, right.
Oh, yeah, it was such a pleasure and honor to meet Zach Gowen. He's one of my favorites. I watched him, you know, in WWE with Hulk Hogan, and he's a really cool, down-to-earth guy, you know, really awesome. He was just, you know, he was great, and I was really nervous because, you know, ring announcing and talking to him, but it's just, you're just talking and having a good time, and it's no big deal. You just, you know, do your thing, and you love wrestling, and it was really fun, and I've met a few other people, but Zach Gowen was definitely one of my favorites.
That's good, because he's one of mine as well, like the one-legged man that can do it all. But let's rewind back to the beginning. Let's see. Let's go with this. What got you into wrestling?
My dad actually got me into wrestling, kind of grew up on it, watching it on TV, had the action figures and stuff like that, and I've been watching it since I was a baby. I can just remember being real little, watching wrestling, going to friends' house, hanging out, watching the pay-per-views together. So he got me into it, and I've been hooked ever since, and I love it.
Has he been going to any shows with you?
Yeah, he pretty much goes to all the shows with me. He has a good time, too. Sometimes we take friends. Sometimes it's just my dad and I. But all the time, we have a blast, and it's a lot of fun. We have signs. We boo, we cheer, we talk to the guys, talk to the girls. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time.
Well, it's always good to have, like, that bond with father and daughter, especially when it comes to, like, wrestling. So wrestling brings people together. Let's just put it that way. I was thinking that were you thinking of maybe pursuing a career in wrestling, either like getting yourself trained to be in action or just keep up with the ring announcing?
I've thought about it a lot, and I always go back and forth. I love ring announcing. I think it would be really cool to learn how to be a wrestler. I don't know if I'd actually want to be one. I give major props to all the wrestlers because they put so much effort into it, and they give it their all, put their bodies on the line. I totally respect that, and I mean, I love ring announcing, but I love being a fan too. It's just, there's nothing like going to a show and just being in the audience and booing and cheering and, you know, just watching an awesome match. So I might one day, but for now, ring announcing once in a while is good for me, and I love going and just being a fan. I love it. It's just awesome.
Right. It's always fun to ring announce, so I can't take that away. So that is very good. Like growing up, which, how old are you right now?
What's that?
I said, how old are you right now?
I'm 23.
Okay, like maybe in high school or whatever, did you ever think that you was going to get up to, like, the wrestling part as you are right now?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I obviously watched wrestling in high school, and I went to a few WWE shows, and I always just loved going to the shows, and I was like, this is really cool, you know? And I've always thought about, you know, maybe getting into the wrestling business somehow. It would be, you know, it'd be a dream to somehow be, you know, within the wrestling business, but I never thought I'd be ring announcing or going to all these shows and doing what I do now. Not in high school, I didn't know.
Okay, probably not when you were growing up either, not even like maybe as a young person, it just wasn't probably in the mind, but it wasn't a dream of yours growing up.
Right, yeah, I mean, I always, like when I was little, I always loved watching it on TV and cheering for my favorite people and booing the people I didn't like and running around, you know, like just saying The Rock's catchphrases or Stone Cold or DX. I mean, I just had a lot of fun, you know, just growing up and watching wrestling, and I never would have thought that I'd be ring announcing for the indies. You know, it's really awesome that I'm able to do that, and I'm grateful and thankful that the people that gave me the opportunity did, and I love it. I'll do it as much as I can.
That's good. Although this is going to be a little bit early in the cow out of the bag and stuff, although you've been the International Host of the Year for WFSO, you're going to be nominated again for 2015. So is there anybody you want to, or is there anything you want to say trying to convince people to vote for you again?
I'm just really appreciative of the people that did vote for me last year. I didn't expect to win that, and it was really cool to win it. So I just want to say, if you love wrestling and you keep up with what I post and what I do with WFSO and you like it, then I guess vote for me. So I appreciate it. Thank you for whoever does.
That's a good way put. Let's just get into a little bit of WWE. Like, when have you started going to WWE shows?
It's been 12 years, I think. I think my first show was in June of 2002. It was a house show, and it was in Kalamazoo at Wings Stadium. I don't remember, like, exactly all the matches and whatnot, but I remember going, and it was my first time, and I was all excited. And I took the camera, took a ton of pictures, came home, talked about it, and I was like, I got to go to more shows. And I just slowly started going to more WWE shows there, and it just kind of grew over time.
Okay, like, any of the shows that you went to, do you have, like, a favorite or, like, a memorable moment for one of the WWE shows that you went to?
I think one of my favorite ones, I went to SmackDown TV taping a few years ago, and it was my uncle, one of my friends, and I, and we were in the front row on SmackDown, and, like, we were camera side, and I remember Sheamus was wrestling, and he, like, got thrown up against the barricade, and, like, I didn't see him coming, and I had to put my hand in front of my face and, like, jump back, and I went home later that night, and I had a bruise on my arm, and I thought it was all cool. I was like, Sheamus hit me, you know? But that was one of my favorite moments. And then there was one more. I went to Monday Night Raw in Grand Rapids when Mark Henry was going to announce his retirement. And
oh,
that's the night that he turned on John Cena. And, like, I'll admit, I didn't expect it. You know, I was chanting, thank you, Henry. I was following the crowd, you know. I was cheering and, you know, clapping for him and stuff. And then when he did the heel turn, I was like, what? And the guy next to me was freaking out, and I had my friend on the other side, and we were just having a good time. That was another one of my favorite ones.
That's good. Anybody from the WWE you have met so far?
Zach Gowen, I think, was the main one. I met Alicia Fox and Caitlin at one of the SmackDown shows I went to in Grand Rapids a couple years ago. It was, like, just a quick, they came up to the fence because there was a ton of fans. We were all lined up, and they came up to the fence and did their little meet and greet real quick and then went inside. So I met them. They were pretty cool. I've been to a few autograph signings, but I don't think a lot of them really were WWE. They were just different ones. But Zach Gowen was one of my favorite ones that I met.
Okay, very good. Like, because I know a lot of people today are complaining about how WWE is right now compared to how it used to be in the Attitude Era. So, before we get into that, what were your favorite moments when it comes to the Attitude Era from what you had seen so far?
There were a ton. Some people like to call it the Attitude Era. Some people don't. I don't know. There's just so many. One of my favorite ones was Stone Cold, obviously. He was good. He was bad. He did what he wanted when he wanted. The Rock was another good one. DX took over the place, you know, did their thing. There's just a ton. Attitude Era was definitely a good era for wrestling.
Okay, and what do you think about how it is today?
Today, I think it's all right. Today, it's not my favorite, but it's wrestling, and I watch it, and I, you know, I still love it. It's just PG era is a little bit different, but sometimes it's nice to have something different because then, you know, you can just look back and say, oh, I like that, or this was, you know, some people complain about it, but, you know, I think it's all right.
Okay, I know there's people out there that doesn't like the Divas division for their, whatever the reasons may be. So, do you have any problems with the Divas division? And if you do, why? If you don't, why not?
I think the Divas division is good. I hear it's awesome on NXT. I have yet to catch up on that. I've seen a few episodes here and there. I've seen Paige once live, Emma I saw once. AJ I think is really good. So, you know, there's people that like somebody and people that don't like somebody, you know, so there's always two sides. But I like AJ. I think she's good. One of my favorites, Alicia Fox, I think she's really good in the ring. And I don't know, I really liked, with the Divas division now, I think I like the women's division better when they had the women's championship because you had Lita, Trish, Molly Holly, Ivory, Chyna. There were just so many. And now the Divas, they get some time, and I think they're getting more time, which is really cool. I like that, and they're having pay-per-view matches now and stuff too, so that's cool. But Alicia Fox is cool, and I really like Naomi. Naomi's one of my favorites. She's so athletic. Like, she just gets in the ring, and it's just natural to her. She just goes out there and does it, and she has fun. You can tell she really likes it, and she's definitely one of my favorites to watch.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites as well. But back to how wrestling is today, because, of course, you have your upcoming wrestling like Lucha Underground that started this year. Of course, you had TNA that's been out since 2002, and the same thing with Ring of Honor. So with all those, besides the WWE, what do you think are the positives for each one and the negatives for each one?
The positives for ROH is just wrestling. Like, it's more wrestling than anything. Like, anybody that gets in the ring in ROH just goes at it. Like, every week when I watch ROH, it's so exciting because it's, like, nonstop. It's just constantly, they're moving in the ring, they're going. If you blink, you're going to miss a move. So I love the aspect that it's just all wrestling. And the negativity, some people don't like the fact that it's all wrestling because some people like the storyline, some people like the drama. But, I mean, ROH has some of that, but I think they have more wrestling than they do backstage stuff. So that might be a negative for ROH. Positive for TNA, I really like TNA. I watch it every week. Some weeks I like better than others, but, you know, it's like that with every show. And I think it's really cool. You know, they got a lot of cool people, Kurt Angle, Bobby Roode, Eric Young. So I think TNA is, I mean, it's just, I think it's positive because they're the second, a lot of people say they're the second promotion under WWE. But the negativity, the only thing I can think of is that with them changing stations and changing times and doing, like, a lot of the events at the same place, I see a lot of things on Facebook and hear a lot of things that they don't like that, and a lot of people don't get the certain channel, or they like it originally on Thursday nights and it's switching to Fridays. So that might be a little bit of a problem, but I think once people, you know, get the hang of it and watch it and give it a chance, I think they'll like it. Because, I mean, there's still a lot of good matches on TNA, and I like it. I watch it every week, so I think it'll do fine.
Okay,
and Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, Lucha Underground, I've been watching it since it came on, and, like, I think everything on that show is positive. What I love most about Lucha Underground is that I think when I first watched it, I felt like I was watching a movie. And it was, like, it was kind of slow, but, like, the backstage promos, the backstage interviews, and then you get in the ring and you're watching the match. Like, I felt like it was, like, a documentary or more like a movie. And I thought that was really cool. And Lucha Underground, they do intergender matches all the time. They have, you know, Lucha Libre, obviously, and the wrestling is just incredible. Like, it's really cool. And I wasn't sure at first because I was like, oh, another wrestling show. I was like, well, I'll give it a chance. And I was like, I'm so glad I did because Lucha Underground is definitely another one of my favorites to watch. So I think they have a lot of positive things going for them. I don't really know any negative things because I haven't really saw it long enough to say or know anything really negative about it, but I think it's been off the air for 2 weeks, so hopefully I think this next week when it comes back on, they're having a match for the championship, so that ought to be pretty cool.
Well, which was finally, I was just thinking, like, for so long, it's like, are they finally going to have a champion or not? So when they did announce it a couple of weeks back, I was like, finally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think it'll be really cool. Yeah, I really like Lucha Underground.
Right, just something different, and all good from there.
Right.
Although we're going to overtime, we're going to keep on going. We got probably another 10 minutes, and so we're going to keep going. This is for the people that's listening. Although we're not live on the air, but we are live if you download the episode from iTunes, so, or if you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, which as soon as it gets out there, you can listen to the whole thing. But let's go back to the interview, shall we? So, you have friends that are interested in wrestling, am I right?
Some of my friends are, yeah.
What was, like, the craziest moment happened during, like, a wrestling show or anything wrestling-related that was between you and your friends?
Well, my friends recently just started going a couple years ago. When I went to high school with one of my friends, and I take her younger brother sometimes to shows, and he really loves it. He gets into it. He's been to a couple SmackDowns with me, and he's had a good time. He's been to some of the indie shows, and he just, like, he thought it was really cool to meet some of the, you know, to meet some of the guys and talk to them and stuff like that. And a couple other of my friends are from high school, and they just recently started going. They go to WWE shows every once in a while, but they've been going to some of the indie shows with us, and they love it, and they try to bring people with them. So, like, every time we go to a show, they'll try to bring, like, somebody with them, and then those people will love it because it's just, they put on really good shows, and I'm glad that more and more people are getting to know about the indie and all the different promotions because there's a lot of good talent out there, and I think my friends just love being a fan like I do, and we just go and hang out and talk to some of the people and just have fun.
Okay, that's good. Now, this is a question I want to ask because although a little bit of it is going on here and stuff like in the state of Wisconsin, which I don't get why, but then again, you always have your idiots and morons that like to ruin things for everybody. But I got to ask you, in the area that you live in, there isn't having or hasn't been any like wrestling drama, is there?
You mean like people just talking about wrestling?
All just people just when it comes to wrestling, like, you know, people talk about people that's involved with wrestling, or they just, oh, they can't stand this person wrestling wise and just stupid stuff.
Oh, I mean, I think that's everywhere you go, but I, like, in high school or people that I know, like, a lot of people think I'm crazy, you know, because I love wrestling, and a lot of people, you know, the whole thing, oh, it's fake, and they already know what you're going to do and all that stuff. But, I mean, there's wrestling drama everywhere, but I tend to, you know, just ignore it and just do my own thing, because people that don't watch wrestling or don't give wrestling a chance, they don't really understand it like people that are huge fans or people that are actually in the business. So I, you know, and it's like when people say wrestling's fake, you know, if you look at it the same way, you know, if you ask them, like, what's their favorite movie, or, you know, who's their favorite actor, and, you know, like, movies are fake too, if you, you know, like, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, like, movies, you know, they plan it out, they script it, they know what they're going to do, you know, but at the end of the day, everybody has fun and you enjoy it. So I think, you know, there's wrestling drama everywhere, but you just got to deal with it and do your own thing, so.
Okay. Let's see. We got time for a couple more questions. Let's see. I know you saying earlier that your dad was like into wrestling and stuff like that. So nobody else in your family were interested in wrestling, or has seen you ring announce?
There's a few, not many people in my family watch or like wrestling. My uncles do. I've been to a couple shows with them, and they watch it on TV and try to keep up with it. And my mom came a couple times and watched me ring announce here in town, and she's not into wrestling at all. She knows I love it, and she's like, yeah, uh-huh, okay, you know, but she did come and watch me a couple times, and she had fun. She, you know, came home and talked about it, and she enjoyed it. She said, yeah, I'm not into wrestling, you know, but it was fun, and she had a good time, so.
That's good. Do you have a dream of running your own promotion one day?
I think it would be really cool. It'd be a lot of work, a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of time. But maybe someday. But for right now, I just love going and being a fan and being involved in it. And it's just really awesome ring announcing once in a while and going to all the shows that I can and, you know, just seeing what's out there and seeing all the different kinds of wrestling. But maybe someday. But right now, I'm just having fun.
Okay, one more question. To anybody that just, like, either they starting to lose interest in the wrestling business, or the ones that starting to come in the wrestling business or watching wrestling, is there anything you want to say to those people?
I just say, you know, give all the different promotions and give all the different companies a chance and just check them out. Like, just go online or go to their website or watch them on TV and just, you know, watch some of the matches, watch some of the promos, and you'll see so many different varieties of, you know, characters, and there's so much out there. And, you know, for people that watch it or people that don't, just, you know, people that don't watch it, you know, give it a chance. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. But there's so many different promotions and companies now that pretty much everybody that I talk to that's into wrestling or just getting into wrestling, there's at least one promotion that they like and they follow and they keep up on. And like some people I've met, they're starting to go to the indie shows and now they're trying to check out more and they just love it. So they're getting into it too. So that's really cool.
Alrighty. Thank you, International Host of the Year and WFSO Midwest own Tiffany Tilly, if I say that last name right. If not, I do apologize.
Nope, that's right. That's right.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate you asking me to be on. I had a good time.
This is very good. If y'all looking for Tiffany, she is on WFSO Miss West on Facebook. You can also find her on Facebook. And I'm going to let you do a little bit of time, because I know you got a few promotions that you got to promote. So go ahead.
Oh, well, like I said earlier, there's Strong Style Wrestling. You can just go to their Facebook page. They got a friend page and they got a like page. They're on Twitter. FWF is Funkified Wrestling Federation. I believe on Facebook it's Funkified Entertainment. PWK is Pro Wrestling King. There's Pro Wrestling All-Stars. You search it on Facebook, it'll come up. That one's the one in Melvindale. IROG is in Lansing. A few of the other shows that I really want to check out maybe next summer is XICW in Detroit. I heard that's another big one. I hear a lot about it online. I want to check that one out. And IWA Mid-South. I hear a ton of things about IWA Mid-South. And a lot of the local guys and a lot of the indie guys that I go watch and are at these shows go to IWA Mid-South. And I see things online and watch some of the matches. And it's pretty awesome. So IWA Mid-South and XICW are two that I really want to check out next summer. But Strong Style Wrestling, FWF, Pro Wrestling All-Stars, Pro Wrestling King, IROG, those are the main ones, I think. I go to a few other ones. I haven't really checked out a lot of the other ones, but those are the main ones I go to, so you can search them on Facebook. A lot of them are on Twitter. You'll find all kinds of matches on YouTube, promos. Wrestlers are all on Facebook, so you can follow and like them, too. Some of them are on Twitter. So, yeah, just check them all out and give them a chance, and I'm sure you'll like them because they're a blast.
Hey, I do thank you for being on the show, and I know we're going to talk soon, but good luck with International Host of the Year nomination.
Thank you, and thanks again for letting me be on. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Bye. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thanks.
That was Tiffany Tilly, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just get this done real quick. Next week, we're going to have Mike the Match Hart. He is the nephew of Brett the Hitman Hart. He's going to be on the show next week, and it will be Tuesday, so it will be on his right time and all that stuff, so you're going to have to kick my own behind and make sure that it goes right. January 13th, that's a Tuesday. It's just going to be nothing but music mix. Myself and Arthur Smith are going to end up mixing some music, probably some wrestling theme songs or like songs that could be a wrestling theme song that it can do. So we're going to do a little bit mixing with that. January 20th, you got local indie wrestler from this area, Skylar Reed. He will be on the show. And for the last Tuesday of January, Sean Scottfield, the owner of the wrestling group, The Sean's Two Cents. He also has some videos on YouTube that you can check out as well. So he's going to be on the show as well. So if you want more information about the guests that's going to be on shows and coming up, you can go to WFSL Presents Clapback. The page is on Facebook. And, of course, listen to our past videos on iTunes or back here on Blog Talk Radio. So let me let you go. That's all the time we got. I'm your host, Archer Jones, and you guys have a good new year, and hopefully all your dreams that the coming year does happen and comes true. So you guys have a good night, and I will talk to you Monday on WFSO Aftermath.